And we're joined on our live line this morning with State Superintendent of Education, John White. Good morning, Mr. White.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad you could join us this morning, especially ahead of a trip. You're going to be coming to Shreveport a little bit later today, huh?
Yeah. We've got a State Board of Education meeting, and I'm going to jet right up to Shreveport and right up 49 and looking forward to being with the Caddo Parish School Board this evening starting at 4:30.
Fantastic. Have a safe trip. The vouchers program, what's new with that?
Yesterday, we announced policies that are going to make sure that the finance and the business practices in our scholarship schools, as well as our academic achievement, is really right on a par with what it would be in our traditional public system, that we have the exact same bar for success academically in our participating private schools that we have in our public schools, and that we have even swifter consequences in the event that a school is unable to serve kids well.
We've got a couple of schools here that are participating in the program, and one in Ruston, obviously, that I'm sure you're very well aware of, that's gotten quite a bit of attention. So there are a lot of participants here locally. Is there anything they need to know ahead of it? Obviously, the families have already had to apply. What's next for them?
Well, soon we'll be sending out offers to schools, to families, and families actually are receiving those offers this week. We had more parents apply than we had available seats in the state, in Shreveport or elsewhere, and that's to me, indication that A, we've got to honor our families' choices, but B, whether you're public school or whether you're private school, we've got to do better to make sure that every single choice is a choice that Louisiana's families want. But the good news for us today is all schools, whether it's public or private, are accountable for student achievement, and we're closing that deal today.
And that's going to be setting the same standards for public school students who move out of the public school system into the private or parochial schools. The same standards, right?
That's right. I mean, it's not about whether you send your kid to a private school or you send your kid to a public school. Do you send them to a good school? And that's why we need to have standards to make sure that all schools are truly achieving with kids, and that's what we're putting into place, whether it's private school or a public school.
Okay, so whether they're on a voucher program or whether they're in a good public school, the standards will be the same for these kids, so we can expect them to learn the same things, basically.
That's what you need to expect, and in the unlikely event, although it does happen, that schools fail, you know, we need to have swift consequences. And in the scholarship program, the voucher program, if a school fails, it does not take new students next year. Well, that's swift consequences, and that sends a message that we have expectations, our families have expectations, and if you're going to take public money, you have to deliver on those expectations.
And you think that'll encourage a lot of the private and parochial schools who participate in the scholarship programs to certainly do what it takes to be where they need to be?
I know it will. You know, in the end, parents choosing schools, educators choosing how to educate kids, that's the most important thing. But on the other hand, we've got to have a common standard. That doesn't mean we get into your classroom and tell you how to teach or we tell principals how to run their schools, but it does mean that we've got to have the trust that if you're going to take public money, you're going to get outcomes with our kids, and that's what this program's for.
Have you gotten any feedback, basically, on what people feel about it? If you making this decision is a good move for spending public money?
Oh, the support has been tremendous on this. And you know what's interesting? The support has come the most from the private schools. I think they know that if you're going to have this program be successful and endure, you can't let, you know, those outliers out there who are failing get off the hook and give the program a bad name. They know that you need accountability if you're going to be successful with this kind of program, as is the case in the public system. So they've been advocating for it. We support them in this, and that's why these common standards, this fair, common sense accountability system is in place.
Okay, we understand that about the accountability, that's for sure. But parents who have applied to have their kids get the vouchers, those parents should be expecting some kind of letter from the state soon?
They should be getting it this week, perhaps even today. And, you know, as I said, we have more applications than we have seats right now. And as the head of the public education system and as a public school educator, what that says to me is, well, yes, we need to honor those parents' choices. But anytime you have 10,000 people say, government's not giving me what I want, you know, I think that should be a wake-up call to government also, that we've got to do better, that we can do better. We have no choice but to do better. And it breaks my heart to think that there are parents who say, I want out, and we're not able to give them a ticket out right now because there aren't enough seats. That means we need to double down, and we need to do everything we can to make our public schools and our private schools as good as they can possibly be.
Okay. Visiting with State Superintendent of Education, John White, we appreciate your time, and have a safe trip up 49 to Shreveport. And you're going to be joined tonight at the gala with former acting superintendent Ollie Tyler and several others, so we look forward to seeing you there.
Should be a good event. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. We'll see you soon, and thank you so much for calling in this morning.